contestants, an accountant from Boston, Massachusetts, Tim Layton, an engineering program manager from San Francisco, California, Molly Bierman, and our returning champion, an administrative assistant from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, Sharon Lawson, whose one day cash winnings total $19,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. Welcome aboard. Sharon started slowly on yesterday's program, but then came on in the Double Jeopardy round, got a roll going, and wound up winning about the equivalent of $27,000 in Canadian money. And back home, it's tax-free, by the way. Yeah. Molly and Tim, good to have you here. Pick up those signaling devices. Here we go into the Jeopardy round, and that means we get to deal with these categories today, starting off with Give Us a Date. Next, fictional TV towns and cities. We'll deal with stock symbols. Pennsylvania Geo. Hairstyles. And each correct response ends in double L. Where do we start, Sharon?
Hairstyles for 1,000.
For black women, natural hair cropped short is known as a TWA, short for teeny weeny this. Sharon.
What is an afro?
Yes.
Hairstyles for 8.
Typically short, with the hair cropped evenly across the uppermost part, it's also slang for an aircraft carrier. Tim.
What is a flat top?
That's it.
Stock symbols, 1,000.
GLW is the stock symbol for this New York-based company that formerly had Glassworks in its name. Tim.
What is Corning?
Good.
Stock symbols, 800.
You can paint the town red or any color you want with this company, SHW. Sharon.
What is Sherwin-Williams?
Yes.
Stock symbols for 6.
It's the two-letter stock symbol for the company that uses the slogan, Imagination at Work. Tim.
What is GE?
Yes.
Give us a date, 1,000.
1605. Gunpowder plotters pick this day to blow up Parliament, but are foiled. Sharon.
What is November the 5th?
You are right.
Hairstyles for 6.
With Miss Spector in the middle, this 1960s musical group brought in a trend of giant beehives. Sharon.
Who are the Ronettes?
The Ronettes, correct.
Hairstyles for 4.
Short on the top and sides and long in the back, this hairstyle might be better known than the fish with which it shares its name. Sharon.
What's a mullet?
Mullet, yeah.
And hairstyles for 2.
The cooler way to abbreviate this hairstyle associated with reggae music is to use the second syllable. Tim.
Dreadlocks?
Pardon?
What are dreadlocks?
That's it.
Give us a date, 800.
1941, the minesweeper USS Condor sights a Japanese submarine 4 hours before a pivotal moment in history. Tim.
What is December 7th?
Yes.
Give us a date, 600, please.
1997, Bill Clinton is inaugurated for the second time. Molly.
What is January 20th?
Good.
Stock symbols for 4.
Companies in the Dow Jones Industrial Average include Verizon, VZ, and this credit card company, Just V. Molly.
What is Visa?
Visa, right you are.
Pennsylvania for 6.
In 1954, the towns of Mauchunk and East Mauchunk were joined and named after this 1912 Olympian. And his name is Jim Thorpe. Great athlete. Molly.
Pennsylvania for 8.
Espy House in the southern town of Bedford served as Washington's headquarters during this rebellion in 1794. And that was the Whiskey Rebellion. Molly, back to you.
Ends in double L for 4.
This type of ring-shaped coral island can be found in the Pacific Ocean. Sharon?
What is an atoll?
Atoll, yes, and that takes you to 4,200. You're in the lead, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back to the three of you after this. Tim Latham is an accountant from Boston, Massachusetts, who's lucky enough to have his photo on the wall of a popular restaurant. I want to hear about that.
That's right, Alex. Not far from where I grew up in Houston, there is a restaurant that offers your picture on the wall if you finish a 2.5-pound cheeseburger in less than 2 hours, which I was lucky enough to be able to achieve. So.
Any after effects?
I didn't eat for about a day and a half.
Okay, good. Molly Bierman is from San Francisco. Once completed not a 2.5-pound hamburger contest, but a donut challenge?
Yes. Yeah, so I went to Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and down the road at NC State in Raleigh, there's a fundraising event every year where participants run 2 miles to a local Krispy Kreme, eat a dozen donuts, and then run back all in under an hour. And it benefits a local hospital and also allows me to indulge in two of my favorite activities, which are running and eating junk food.
I would have think running, eating, throwing up might...
I managed to avoid the third one.
Okay, good for you. Sharon Lawson is our champion. She is from Canada, cold country, and yet a lot of people have cats.
Yes.
And usually indoors.
Yes.
And yours is leash trained.
She is. I think whoever had her before me must have trained her, because the first time I put the harness on her, she just headed for the nearest door and said, okay, where are we going, Mom? And she absolutely loves going outside, still put the harness on her, and she beelines for the nearest door, and we go and hang out outside for a while.
What's the cat's name?
Her name is Gracie.
Gracie.
Yes.
Pretty name for a cat. All right.
She's a pretty cat.
Yep. You're in command of the board? And we have clues all over the board. So go ahead, make a selection.
Let's go fictional TV towns for 1,000.
Answer there, the Daily Double. And you're in the lead.
1,800, please.
All right, for 6,000, if you are right. The Log Lady and the late Laura Palmer were residents of this fictional Pacific Northwest community.
I'm probably going to kick myself. I have no idea.
Oh, Twin Peaks. Popular series for quite a while.
Got it.
All right, you're at 2,400. Go.
Fictional towns for 800.
If you write about Murder, She Wrote, include that it took place in Cabot Cove in this New England state. Tim.
It was Maine.
Maine, yes.
Fictional TV towns for 6.
A young Clark Kent struggled to find his way in Smallville, a town in this heartland state. And that would be Kansas. Back to you, Tim.
Give us a date, 400.
1845. Thoreau pursues extreme independence and moves into his cabin at Walden Pond. Molly?
What is July 4th?
Correct.
Ends in double L, 1,000.
It can mean to reside or to linger over. Tim?
What is to dwell?
That's it.
Double L, 8, please.
It's the once popular old school style of tire seen here. Tim.
What is Whitewall?
Yep.
Double L, 6.
Popular during the Depression, this genre of comedy film includes such classics as Duck Soup and My Man Godfrey. Molly.
What is Screwball?
You got it.
Pennsylvania, 1,000.
These mountains in the Northeast are the site of many resort facilities.
What are the
Tim.
Poconos?
Yes.
Pennsylvania, GO4.
Pennsylvania's central location on the eastern seaboard may be the source of this official state nickname. What is the Keystone State? Less than a minute now, Tim.
Fictional TV towns, 4.
On this show, the title character slayed them. She really slayed them in Sunnydale, California. Molly.
Who is Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Right.
Ends in double L, 200.
It's seen front and center on a Jolly Roger flag. Sharon.
What's the skull and crossbones?
Yep.
Fictional TV towns for 2.
Home of a famous tire yard fire, this memorable TV town is where the Simpsons live.
What Tim. Is Springfield?
Yep.
Stock symbols too?
This food company gets a special K for its symbol. Molly.
What is Kellogg?
Yep.
Give us the date, 200.
1929. Dressed like cops, Capone gang members line up Bugs Moran's guys against a wall and take them out in a massacre. Sharon.
What is February 14th?
You are right. And now the last clue. The three original counties were Bucks, Chester, and this one. Also the name of the state's largest city. Tim.
What is Philadelphia?
You are right. And that takes you to 7,400. You have a commanding lead, but Molly is the one going first in Double Jeopardy when we come back to start that round.
This is the new Jeopardy test. New because you can take it anytime you want. Early in the morning, on the go, or late night at home. The test is ready when you're ready to start your Jeopardy journey. It's never been more convenient. Just the click of a button will bring you one step closer to the life-changing experience of being on Jeopardy. So let's make this happen. Go to Jeopardy.com whenever you're ready. Good luck.
One player, Tim, has gotten up to a great start. Can the ladies catch him in Double Jeopardy? Molly, here are the categories for your selection. Everybody, characters in Beatles songs, from the Sanskrit, literature, drama. How? Like one of your French girls. Leo DiCaprio in Titanic. Okay, where do we start?
Beatles for four.
This song mentions a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Tim.
What is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Right.
Beatles, eight.
This Beatles song introduced to you the one and only Billy Shears. Sharon.
What is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Correct.
Everybody for four.
In babies, this, also known as the patella, is soft cartilage. It doesn't form into bone until between the ages of 3 and 5. Molly.
What is a kneecap?
Correct.
Everybody, 12.
Answer. Barely double. All right. You're still in third, but you can move into second.
Can I make your daily double, please?
All right. Bile aids digestion by breaking up large molecules of fat. It's stored in the gallbladder, but made by this organ.
What is the liver?
Liver is right.
Everybody for eight.
Both humans and giraffes have seven of these bones in the neck to hold the head aloft. Tim.
What are vertebrae?
Yep.
Everybody for two.
During swallowing, this flap of cartilage prevents food from entering the trachea. Tim.
What is the epiglottis?
That's right.
Everybody, 16.
Cardiac contraction is termed systolic, and cardiac relaxation gets this adjective. Molly.
Was anabolic?
No. Tim.
What is diastolic?
That's it.
From the Sanskrit for 16.
Perhaps ancient women of India wore Upala rings. That Sanskrit word gave us this precious item. Molly.
Was opal?
Opal, right.
Sanskrit for 12.
The name of this national monetary unit is from the Sanskrit for stamped silver. Sharon.
What is a rupee?
Rupee, correct.
Beatles songs for 12.
This title woman picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Molly.
It was Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah.
Beatles 2.
Nancy ran off with Dan, the rival of this guy from the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota. Tim.
Who is Rocky Raccoon?
Yes.
From the Sanskrit for 2.
In English, the title of this manual could be translated as Rules of Pleasure. Tim.
What is the Kama Sutra?
Yes.
Draw me for 12.
Goya painted several pictures of his muse, Donna Maria, known as the Black This Noble Title. What is the Black Duchess, the Duchess of Alba? Tim, back to you.
Let's go literature, 12.
Published in 1893, Katrina, also known as David Balfour, was Robert Louis Stevenson's sequel to this novel. It was a sequel to Kidnapped. Tim.
Literature for 16.
Roughly 1,100 years after it was written, this old English poem was first published in 1815 in Denmark. Molly.
This Beowulf.
Good.
Literature 8.
Patricia Highsmith gained fame with her first novel about two men who meet as strangers here. Tim.
What is On a Train?
Good.
Literature for 2.
In 1930, this Main Street author became the first American to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. And his name is Sinclair Lewis. Tim.
Like one of your French girls for 12.
Life was rosy for Marion Cotillard when she won an Oscar for playing this other French woman in a 2007 film. Molly.
What is Amelie?
No. Sharon.
Who is Edith Piaf?
She's the one.
French girls for 16.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you've been quiet for a while. And it has cost you. You're in third place.
The bigger go home. 5,000.
All right. About this French novelist, Elizabeth Browning wrote, true genius, but true woman.
Who is Colette?
No, who is George Sand?
Oh, shoot.
Shoot indeed. Yep, you're at 1,000.
All right, go. French girls for 2,000.
In 1858, she heard the Virgin Mary tell her, I am the Immaculate Conception, at a grotto near Massabielle. And that was St. Bernadette. Back to you, Sharon.
Draw me for 2,000.
This early 19th century German author and thinker received more than 20,000 surviving letters. Here he is with one of them. And his name is Goethe. Back to you, Sharon.
Beatles songs for 16.
Vera, Chuck, and Dave are the imagined grandchildren in this song. Sharon?
What is When I'm 64?
Yep.
French girls for 8.
Christine Lagarde is the first female head of Europe's equivalent of the Federal Reserve, the ECB, short for European This. Tim?
What is Central Bank?
Yes.
Draw me, 16.
Here's a portrait of this guy who was known for his art of war. Tim?
Who is Sun Tzu?
Yep, less than a minute.
Sanskrit, 8.
Sanskrit for weighty. Today it means a teacher. And the word is guru. I am your guru. Tim.
Sanskrit for 4.
The name of this physical and spiritual training discipline is from the Sanskrit for union. Sharon.
What is yoga?
Yeah.
Literature for 4.
All published in the 1950s, 7 books make up this series by C.S. Lewis. Molly.
What is the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yep.
Draw me 8.
Here comes the Sun King. This ruler, seen here, in a portrait by Hyacinthe Rigaud. Tim.
Who's Louis XIV?
Correct.
Draw me for 4.
Here's how Diego Velázquez portrayed this Greek fable master. Sharon.
Who's Aesop?
Yep.
French girls for 4.
One of the richest women in the world, Françoise Bettencourt-Myers, is an heiress to this French cosmetics company. Molly.
Who's L'Oreal?
L'Oreal, right you are. And that takes you up to 8,400. Takes us to Final Jeopardy. Today, the three of you get to deal with this subject. Statesmen. Statesmen. Clue in a moment.
Pose Captioning sponsored in part by Home Advisor. Find pros for any home project.
You may have seen Governor Hogan's signer, but every day he signs his life-saving information without even hearing it. How he does it. Potential ethics violations causing concerns. The questions raised about one mayoral candidate's use of social media.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Interesting subject for finals. Statesmen. Players, your clue. The first Asian to accept the Nobel Peace Prize was the Prime Minister of this country, who in 1967 renounced use of nuclear weapons. 30 seconds. Good luck. Sharon, we come to you first. This wasn't your day today, but that's all right. You had 3,400 accumulated going into final, and you wrote down what is Japan, and that is the correct response. That's the right country. And you almost double your score. You're at 6,400 now. We go to Molly. Let's take a look at her response. She wrote down Vietnam, crossed it off, went to South Korea. What was your third choice? Japan?
Japan.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. All right. It's going to cost you something, young lady. No, it won't. You risk nothing, so you remain at 8,400. Over to Tim now. Played brilliantly, led, and came up with a correct response, and will add 1,000. He'll be the new champion with 21,200. He'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. And we will look for you as well. See you.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.